Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The element that is studied today is water. And we'll just tell you that that is water, is life. And if there is any kind of a metaphor that would say, what does the element of water mean metaphorically to the human being? It is life itself. Life. You've had that which is the soul, you've had that which is consciousness, but life, how do you weigh the importance of that element? But beyond that, dear ones, you've already discovered that water in crystallized form will show the effect of love and compassion, consciousness. You already know that. There are those in this room who know about that which is the energies that are esoteric of the human being. Energies that were known from the ancients and processes that are used today, taking advantage of them, that Western medicine is just now discovering. So you also know the power of consciousness and how it changes the energies, how energies can be then altered by the way a human being thinks about themselves. There are those who use energy work who have discovered a long time ago that there are human beings who can sit and endure it and have no change, and then there are human beings who can sit and accept it and embrace it that will be healed. So what does that tell you about the meridians? Do they just sit there and do their thing, or are they like antennas that pick up the intent and the consciousness of the human being, amplify it, and go into the places that are designed for them to go into and affect that which is at the cellular level, life itself, the water? Every process you can think of in this room that you have done or you may be an expert in seems to also know who you are when you do it. It's almost like it tunes in to the human being who is part of it all. If you go away with nothing from this series, I want you to remember this one thing. You are powerful. More than just powerful. You are selectively powerful. That is to say, you can design who you are. You can design the diseases you catch and heal. And how you think and what you perceive will lay upon you like a book, like you could open it and read who you are. I'm afraid of this. I'll catch this. Or I'm going to survive no matter what because I will not catch this. I will not do this. This will not attach itself to me. I am a healthy person. My cells all agree. They cooperate. I know who I am. They know who I am. Which book is yours? No time in history, no time in history is this more prevalent and more exciting than now. More is happening than you know. The shift that you have gone through at 2012 starts to move so many things, and it is incremental. So slow is it, you may not even understand that it's moving. You'll have new processes and new ways to measure them. You'll start to see that which is the body's energy itself start to cooperate with the energies of the consciousness of the human being who is using them. you'll start to see something we've told you before, and that is a move away from that which you've had, which you call allopathy. That there will be no more cures as you think of them, but more like healings and reversals as you design them. Instead of taking a pill that then is going to change some chemistry and at the same time perhaps have side effects, there's going to be a purity of consciousness imbued into whatever device you think, if any at all, put inside the human being, esoterically perhaps with consciousness or otherwise, and the body will recognize it. What do you call homeopathy? Is it a pill? No. It's a signal. The difference should be obvious. Homeopathy is not a drug. It's a signal. It's a signal that is designed to talk to that which is your innate. Your body sees the design. The message is complete and the healing begins. What does the homeopathy tincture carry that is so remarkable? And why would a signal demand the body do something? And the answer is that with the signal that tells the body what to do, there is the instruction from the boss. That's you, because you are the one who put it under your tongue. And it was your intent imbued upon that which is the tincture. You're the boss talking to yourselves in a way, perhaps, that the ancients always knew about. When you do acupuncture, what are you really doing? Is the energy in the meridians, in the needles, in the esoterics of it, or is it a signal using that which is the energies? And the signal is instructions. I know you're there. This is the meridian. This is what it does. And it comes from the intent of the one that is able to sit through it and say, it is my body. This is what I want. All of these messages being given to the human body, right to the life source, right to the water. What do you know about water? You can restructure it with consciousness. What do you know about the human bonding of the water to life itself? You can change it with consciousness. What have you already discovered through the ancients' processes that I've just mentioned? Healing, instructions to the body. I want you to start seeing something, that there are more of these than you know. The affirmations that you're now speaking out loud is part of the issue of bringing it out and letting the ears hear it, let it go into the consciousness and affect who you are. Meditation itself is so strong now, because it's the human being with the intent giving instructions, not just energies, not just prayers. Do you see the difference between praying for something and instructing? Is it possible you can instruct the planet? Is it possible you can instruct yourselves? With all of this, do you think perhaps you could increase your lifespan? Stop aging to the degree that you are. A body ages because it doesn't have instructions. Are you listening to me? The body ages because it does not have instructions. You'll say, this is silly. The body ages naturally because of the way it rejuvenates or does not, because of the telomere shortening, because of this and that. And I'll tell you, dear ones, it will do what it does if you just sit there and watch it. And that's the default of the way a body works without instructions. But when you start instructing it, then you give it the blueprint of how it reproduces and how it regenerates and how it chases away the inappropriate things. I'm telling you, you're in control. No more than any time in history. You are in control now. It's a greater way than you think. There's more going to be given. But I'll tell you this. I want you to look to the ancients and your ancestors. They had things that you've thrown away. Wisdom that you do not necessarily want to look up and read. Ways of getting along. Old adages and sayings that are so profound that you've cast away on the floor. Ceremonies that worked because the ones who did the ceremony were of like mind and understood what they were doing. Crying, are you saying we should do ceremony? Yes, you should do it in your own way, in a modern way perhaps, maybe even at the office. Do you think something like that is possible? And the answer is yes. When human beings discover something that works, they'll do it and ask questions later. This is what's happening. This is what's going on. Compassion in the workplace. This is what's going on in so many places around this planet that is unreported, that you don't know about. It will be years before the news will ever pick that story up. Not enough drama, you'd say. And yet it is the most dramatic thing that's happening on this planet. And it will eventually create compassion and peace where there wasn't peace. Negotiation between countries that looks far different than it ever did before. That's coming. And for now, we say to you, dear ones, that you are needed to remain peaceful for what you see. To be better knowing and have better knowingness and consciousness and things that would frighten other people, and you know better. And you would say, this is not what it seems. Be peaceful. For your balance will then affect the others around you. And then in the end, they will come to you and say, you were right. Perhaps I should listen more. Perhaps I should look up that which is my ancestry and listen to them more. Perhaps I had to research what they believed and listen to that more. That's enough for now. And so it is.